Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Oh no!
I raised the curtain very quickly.
Woo, here we are.
As the music started, every one of our two guests recoils as if in shock and surprise.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. It's a new world.
A brave new world. Well,
hold on. We should finish introducing the people.
Yeah.
God, Passarella, King of Pandas, Pandas of Kings.
We got Brett on the fret, Engineer Brett, too, Choo Choo. We got Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Dana Wicks on the Stickens.
It is Wickens on the Stickens when we get to October, which we're not at quite yet.
Not
so maybe
there.
We are by the time this comes out.
Oh, please, I must consult a calendar. We are.
We are.
Okay.
Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Horatio Sands, musical guest.
You know that we have two guests, and I bet, much like the way they gasped when the music started, when this one came on your feed, I bet you went,
you gasped.
Oh, my favorite?
Surely not.
Surely not.
I've never done a podcast before.
I can't be this lucky on the beginning of October, but here they are. You know them. You love them. We love them.
We know them. Please welcome Paula Tompkins and Nicole Parker!
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, Paula.
Very
yep,
good.
Yep, that's right.
I said,
I knew where he was going with that one. I dropped out completely.
What happened?
Well, I thought someone has an idea here.
Mine was to say podcast.
Which was great, but I was
Well, it wasn't as good as hello, and I know that because I was voted 2-1.
I thought, you know how you avoid four different words? Someone will stop singing.
When in doubt, lay out.
Ooh, that's right.
That's true.
How are you? How are you?
Both? Nicole speaks for both of us.
Okay.
We are fine.
Nicole?
You we are fine.
Nicole, you have a sleepy baby.
I have an actual sleepy baby.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm a sleepy mommy. Yes,
can
I
we
have
believe
a,
it?
I have a 9-week-old boy named Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. And he's real cute.
He's real cute.
And well, thank you, Paul, for saying that.
I agree.
I could stand to see some more pictures, actually.
I sweat for
careful what you wish for.
Who's seen him? Very cute.
I feel
you
like
guys, I appreciate that.
There's a trend now with my friends who are
ugly,
new parents.
Ugly babies.
Oh, God.
And I don't like it. Let's go back to what we used to do.
I'm like, what is this trend?
I like your retro move. People are like, I promise I won't, you know, flood your feed with pictures of the baby. I'm like, no, do it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
If I don't want to, like... That's on. If I don't want to watch it, that's on me.
Yeah, man.
I'll mute you, dude.
I'll mute you into oblivion.
You're gone.
You better believe I'll mute you.
Until then, just give me those baby pics.
It is true because you go to classes, if you choose to go to classes, and some of them are informative and some of them are really feel like a waste of time and just strange and weird. And they scare the shit out of you, basically. They tell you a bunch of scary things. But one of the ones that one of the nurses said was like, they actually try to prepare you that your baby might not be cute at first. They're literally like, they're going to look crazy when they come out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They show you a picture. No, but it's just funny that they feel like they have to warn the parents.
Do they show you a picture of an ugly baby?
Not an ugly baby, but a brand new one that looks a little rough. You know what I mean? Like, that has all the stuff that you could potentially have, like white coating on them and just swollen. And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
they called Vernix.
They go on quite a journey.
That's a beautiful word. I love it.
We almost named him Vernix for the amount that he didn't have. But so we were prepared for him to look like it. And so we were kind of, you know, because the thing is, I've talked to moms who were like, I thought my baby was adorable. I go back and look at pictures of him in the beginning. I was like, oh, he was rough. Like, some babies just take a minute to come into their own.
Sure.
But, I had jaundice when I was born. My parents had to lay me out in the sun a lot.
Jack had a little bit of jaundice, too. Hell they do. Yeah. It's kind of terrifying. They lose weight immediately because you can't feed them right away because Mother Nature's cruel.
I'm jealous.
So then they get a little yellow.
How do I get this jaundice?
Oh, you've got jaundice envy?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
That was the one, huh? That was the one. We go to a birthing class.
Oh.
Everyone, there's a lot of questions, and there'll be lots of answers and also suggestions. There's no right way, there is no wrong path. There's not one right answer, this isn't math. But when you get in your hospital room and you meet that baby fresh from your womb, there's one thing we gotta prepare you for. We gotta help you prepare for what's in store. Your baby might not be cute.
What?
Your baby might not be cute. And there's nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing you should do. But your baby might not be cute.
All right, I have some questions. Whew, I never even considered this before.
Honey, we're 1 month away from having a baby. You're only just thinking of this now?
Well, babies are cute. What, am I crazy?
Ask away.
Okay, well, what if my baby has legs that are too long, longer than the rest of its body? Like the arms in comparison look really short. Is that gonna be kinda oddy?
I mean, they might grow into it, or maybe, maybe you could think about it this way. Maybe they'll be an Olympic sprinter or jump over hurdles one day.
But your baby might be stretchy.
But
your baby might be stretchy. It's totally normal and it happens all the time, but it's sometimes surprising to see. Your baby might be stretchy.
I mean, now I'm thinking about all sorts of different possibilities.
What could you be worried about that's not that?
Well, I am so excited to have this little time.
Hey.
I know no matter what, he's gonna be someone that I like.
That's right.
And I know that I will feel a love that stretches across the nation. I hope he has my eyes, but my God, what if he also gets my procrastination.
Your baby might not have good working habits.
No.
Your baby might not have good working habits. Like they start out working on a presentation and end up in a YouTube hole of rabbits.
Your baby might have bad working habits. Sometimes not cute, and sometimes they stretch. But you shouldn't look upon your procrastinating child like they're a wretch. They're gonna go on a journey to enter our world, and there's so much you still have to learn about them. There's so much that will unfurl. Just 'cause a baby's not cute doesn't mean they might not be cute as a kid. Just 'cause they stretch when they're born doesn't mean that the stretching might find an end. And procrastination's something we honestly all have to deal with in our own way. But your baby might not always be like the baby on
that the baby's stretchy. Does that mean if the legs are really long, we could pull the arms out to match the legs?
Honestly, this is a that sounds more like a medical question. This is a lot about just preparing emotionally. I wouldn't overly stretch the baby's arms.
Yeah, Daryl, stop worrying about it. It's going to be fine. I mean, of all the things to worry about, honestly, we just hope that he's healthy. Who cares if the legs are a little bit long? He'll be a track star, maybe.
Maybe, but if the legs are... I don't feel like people get what I mean.
I'm sorry. I know that you don't feel like you've been heard enough in this pregnancy.
That's right. When is someone going to think about me? Why? Why does the woman get all the attention in a pregnancy? Why? Why is the man expected to just, I don't know, wait and see? Men have feelings during pregnancies. It's true, we go through a lot. What am I supposed to do when the baby doesn't grow inside me? I gotta take a shot. I have feelings about this baby coming. I have feelings and emotions, and I'm not gonna just go running. I gotta tell you, I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared about this baby. Where do I fit in?
Know that I love you.
Uh-huh.
I've loved you all this time.
Sure.
And it's okay to be nervous as a new dad. It's not a crime.
Thanks.
But you gotta understand what I am going through.
Here we go.
Well, I need you to sit down and listen. That's what I need you to do. I feel fucking crazy from my head down to my but I guess they are still there, I suppose. Look down, can you see your feet? Is that something you can see? Well, Daryl, I'll tell you, then just by that, you're doing way better than me.
What a familiar story. I certainly haven't heard anything like that before. And yet, I get yelled at for saying, we're pregnant? I mean, come on! Men have lots of feelings when a wife is expecting a child. We're supposed to just hide our feelings and act all meek and mild.
Yeah, this guy's got a point.
Thanks, man!
Now I'm feeling so weird about the fact we decided to procreate. People always say that it's stressful and now I can relate. Are you regretting our choice? I feel so upset, I'm like my mind's in a fog. Are you happy we're having this baby, or do you just wish we got another dog?
I'm trying to make you understand, I don't regret becoming a dad. The thing that bugs me is that I'm not allowed to have feelings, and that makes me feel bad. It's like you're the star of this pregnancy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I'm an extra in the background.
I feel that way too.
Your name is above the title.
Yeah.
And I have to park like way far away.
Yeah, I had to park way far away.
Yeah, what is that? I just want to make you see that this pregnancy affects me. I am a man and this pregnancy affects me.
My mistake, I understand. And Daryl, from now on, here is the plan.
Yeah.
Once I'm through dealing with the nausea, once I'm through dealing with the pain, once I'm through dealing with thinking of squirting a watermelon out of my vagina, it hurts my brain. Once I'm done with making your dinner, once I'm done with squeezing behind the car seat, once I'm done reading all the books and not moving round in the car and not sleeping with a lot of pillows and losing my hair and what like me having my fingers swollen and having my boobs feel like they're going to shoot into space, then I will look you in the face. and do what I can to make this pregnancy about this man.
Do you have a time frame?
Doctor, something is wrong with this baby.
It sounds like Owen Wilson.
No. Hold on. I'll just... Let me move.
Whoa.
No. It sounds like... Whoa. Is it Jerry Lewis? Whoa. Is that Jerry Lewis? He's doing...
Whoa. Hey, whoa. Is this the...
Oh, my God. It's talking.
Well, only... Listen.
It sounds like it's talking.
You can hear me through the ultrasound? Whoa.
Listen, is this may normal?
Seem, yes. This is going to seem strange, but I've delivered many, many babies. Sometimes they are stand-up comedians before they are birthed. Sometimes you think they're going to be a stand-up comedian. They end up being more of a late-night personality.
What is the deal with this placenta?
I told you we should have done one of those career reveal parties.
But listen, I wouldn't worry too much about anything at this point. It's still in a very, very changeable state. Nothing is set in stone now.
What, you mean the impressions might get worse in quality?
Oh, yes.
Well, oh, no.
Hey, whoa. Check out my own fingernail.
Oh, it's already happening.
Yeah, for example, I think that was supposed to be Borat.
Oof.
I'm just doing my own thing.
Oh,
I'm just
mind.
Surprised
it can hear us.
Is there a name for this condition?
Listen, this is all wild and new to me, too. Obviously, I...
Was that Steve Martin?
I didn't think you could hear me. I was just sort of experiencing another day in the womb.
This is incredible.
I guess I sort of felt like I had to talk, like I needed to talk, like you wanted me to talk, because I was hearing bad things about what my parents were talking about. So I jumped a few steps ahead in my development so I could speak up, because I think you are taking too much on. Yes, I think you have too much in your cup. So yes, this voice, oh, what can we do? I am your baby, look who's talking to you. Oh no. What should we do? I am your baby, look who's talking to you. Oh yes, I'm sorry, and if I could fill us, I could talk like more like Bruce Willis. But instead I will do my own thing, and now I understand what I will bring. I will bring a little perspective to this last month on your path, because I jumped ahead and I also could do quantitative math. So
it's a girl.
Hello.
You're saying this is normal? You've seen this before?
Yeah. Oh, and many, the quantitative many. Math, that almost jumped right past me.
That was, yeah.
She did say that,
that
right?
That was a surprise reveal.
Oh, sure. Yes.
I think like sometimes it's like when there's a big enough obstacle, life will find a way to, you know, rise to the occasion. And I feel like I must have been getting vibes about how your relationship had some tension. And it just felt like I was the best person to help.
It's so weird how she's holding the umbilical cord like a mic.
Doctor, could you take
Listen, I'm open to doing some crowd work. Is that the light?
Doctor, could you take the wand off of my wife's stomach?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, that's the light.
I don't know about this. This is more than I bargained for. How do you feel?
You mean in a good way, right? Obviously not, because...
I never thought about that as being in a good way, but I guess there are scenarios where you would bargain with someone and then they would throw in like a gift with purchase.
Honey, I think this is incredible. Our daughter does impressions and quantitative math. I mean, she's more accomplished than I have been in my entire life.
Right. It's scary though, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
Yes. But becoming... This is your first child, I take it.
Yes, thank you for asking
and
me.
Last,
I'm a man.
Probably. There, are you happy?
It did not feel good.
And also, could I please now lay down on the table? That's where I'm supposed to be.
All right, you can take a turn.
Okay, well, when do I get a turn on the table?
You didn't even need to undress.
I just figure you can, like, lie down on this thing anytime you want.
Well, I can, but neither of you asked.
Oh, forgive me, doctor. I didn't feel like
now,
think
why
of
is
your
it
field.
Scary? Lay down please understand, I am in love with this child no matter what, all right? I can't speak for my husband. I'm sorry we're not on the same page, Daryl.
Well, I didn't expect...
Sorry. sort of.
Hang on a second.
I think I got to move this back over the belt.
Just a couple more things I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Let's keep it to a tight five, all right?
All right, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of other great, promising talent to come to the stage, but I just want to.
Oh, wait, hold on, let me see. Oh, yeah, you're having twins.
No, what?
Yep, sorry, I missed that one. There's twins in here.
What's the other one doing? Next up is a guy who's really been making waves on the scene. We're fraternal, so we can't always identify each other in the same light, but here he is, my twin and your future favorite son.
Oh, hey, what's up? I am here, and I'm also a baby, and my take is weird. I do a little bit of twisted comedy. Just my personal brand that comes from me.
I'm more of an edgy guy.
Why? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm the kind that likes to push boundaries. I'm at the top of trees.
Oh, no, what do we do? Look who's talking to.
The things you're afraid to say, but we all think them every day. Like, ooh, that dog's scary to me. Someone keep that dog away from me. We all pretend that we like that dog, but I don't think that we like that dog. Someone get the dog back in a house. That's where dogs belong.
Oh no, what do we do? Look who's
talking. Twisted comedy.
You know, he takes no prisoners. And I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of research about how really for the father, the attachment doesn't really start until he meets us. Obviously, we're inside you, Mom. You know, you've been connected to every motion, every.
Thought he was the edgy one.
Is this edgy? I think I'm just spitting some sort of.
I got edge for you. I got edge for you. You ever seen a cat fall down?
How does he know what a cat or a dog is?
All these animals?
How does he have the reference point? I don't understand. Daryl, now I'm scared too. Are you
all
happy?
Right, oh, wait, we're jumping to animals. We don't have problems with language or quantitative math. But
Doctor, could you please take the wand off?
That's our time. Tip your waitress. What? There's a waitress in there?
Well, it's the nurse. I think they're referring to the nurse. Don't tip her. Not because she's not deserving of it. It just starts a weird culture in the hospital. It feels like we should all just, like, be doing the job because we like it, not because we expect more money if we do an extremely good job at doctoring and nursing. Sort of. Does that make sense?
This seems like an overshare to me.
Sure. I agree. We need to deal with how in the world these babies are going to develop and how we're going to deliver them.
Also, do we have to cancel one of our babies?
Don't you... Let's not go there, Daryl. For 1,000 reasons.
I mean, here's the thing. They're babies. They're at the beginning of their comic career. Are they going to make some mistakes? Sure. The important thing is that they learn from them and evolve. We don't expect them to be perfect. We just expect them to get better as time goes on.
What if they don't do that?
Well, then you can cancel them.
It's my fault. I've been watching late night reruns of Big Bang Theory because I couldn't get to sleep.
Is that what the... Did you... I hope you're happy.
Oh, no. I think maybe we did too much.
Yeah, I mean, we were starting to kind of going out there, and they did say, I felt it in my head. They're like, don't talk. It's too early for you to talk. They don't need you to talk yet. You're going to freak them out. But I got these thoughts, and I got to get them out.
And I felt like they're arguing so much.
They're still arguing. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Can you put one of your hands over the... Well, never mind. They stopped.
Some babies get to have Mozart played. But yeah. Listen, I think we were right to try. And I think maybe we freaked them out more than they were freaked out before. But when we meet them, we can take a beat.
Yeah.
When we meet them, we can wait and see. Then maybe this was a little too much, and maybe we got them too frightened, but I know we will meet them and feel a different way when they see we're still a family.
Just to clarify, when you say take a beat, do you mean that after we're born, we wait a year or so before we speak?
to say it was a fever dream.
Sure.
And we can do a little bit more to help out like a team.
But I'll know and you'll know that this was real. It will seem like gaslighting, but that's not the deal. But we'll keep it a secret so they can keep their sanity and have the children that they want until they're ready to sing.
We're a family. A family. Yes, we're starting off with secrets. We're starting off with lies. When for a whole year we'll only communicate with giggles and cries.
And farts and burps, cause I'm edgy still. I gotta push the comedic boulder right up that hill.
But we're family.
You're gonna push that boulder with me because we're family. I'm an edgy comedy. Ooh, this
family. And I know one day we'll see we can be a family. Will the last month of this pregnancy go? Will they keep this secret for a year? When will it be the man's turn? Find out when we return to the second half of Look Who's Talking to You! The musical.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we left this expecting couple, their twins were having a time and they were having a time.
Just a teaser in the break, we've been having a time, oh Lord, and we will tell you why when the musical is over. But until then, we now return to the second half of
Look Who's Talking to You!
Was it two?
I don't think so.
Cool. It's been a literal lifetime since we did the first.
The second act is the sequel.
That's right. Excuse me. I was just wondering, is this supposed to fit a newborn to 3 months? I'm trying to shop for my twins, and it's quite difficult. One's an impressionist with a skill at quantitative math, and the other is, he's a mystery, but he's edgy. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. Well, you're at the right place. You know, we have everything you're going to need.
Thank you. This is my husband, Daryl, and I'm Kathleen. No one has said my name yet because it's about him.
Oh.
I'm also very concerned about the size of the, what is it?
Baby.
No, the, but what are we buying?
A onesie.
Onesie. I'm very concerned about this onesie size.
Well, Daryl, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Come to the right place.
This is my wife, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Kathleen.
Wasn't sure you knew.
Hi, Daryl. You've come to the right place. And what I'll say is you're going to want to buy a bunch of onesies because they're going to poop and fart through them a lot.
What?
And I'd recommend buying a nice, soft, organic cotton and buying them in bulk in lots of sizes.
Marianne, can I talk to you for a second? I just want to say... love the upsell.
Love it. They came for one, sell them the whole
thing.
Thanks,
boss. Thanks, boss. Thanks, boss. Thanks, boss. Thanks, boss.
Crushing it.
I don't know what you expected, Daryl. What do you think? A baby's not going to poop and fart? Come on.
At the same time?
Oh, that's what you do.
That's how most of us do. Sometimes there's a fart before a poop, and sometimes there's a fart in the middle. You know what? You're going to be so much more in tune with a body than you've ever been before.
Oh, no, thank you.
You're going to see a little one in miniature doing all the things that we take for granted about the miraculous thing a human body is. And that's why I recommend just getting some bland old onesies and treating them like little sacks, because you shouldn't really put your kid in important clothes until they're a little older. Especially if you have twins. My God, you're going to be hanging on for dear life.
Can I talk to you real quick? Sure, boss. My children not wearing important clothing.
Do we sell bland old onesies?
Yeah, of course, in big old packs.
Okay, good. Never mind. Good sell.
Your body is magical. Every body is unique. But also you're not that so unique in the ways of which I speak. And when you have a tiny baby body doing baby farts and pukes, you'll realize our bodies are wonderful. Yes, and so are you. So buy a stupid little sack for your baby.
Stupid sack for your baby. Buy a stupid little sack for your baby. Buy a whole bunch of them, maybe. Of them.
Hey, listen, here's what I mean. Yes, a baby will grow up, and that thing is clear. You can buy cute clothes when they are a year, but in those first weeks and in those first days, you'll be struggling to keep your ways. So keep it simple, stupid. Put them in a diaper like they're Cupid. And don't worry about little cute little dresses or tuxes or suspenders or ties.
Stupid little sack for your baby. That's what you should do. Buy a stupid little sack for your baby. It's the perfect thing, it's true. Close the deal, Marianne.
They come in packs. These will help you and help you relax when you can just put your baby in a non-discriminate sack. It's a stupid little sack for your baby. Stupid little sack for your baby. It will help them, yes, and maybe you'll thank me when you have a stupid sack for your baby.
I'll ring you up over here.
Why did you suggest we go to Home Depot for clothes?
I just thought we're at home with the baby, and they have a depot. They're a depot of all things for the home.
Why I think it's strange that they added that department, and I absolutely don't.
Beep. I'm just scanning them in. Beep. Just sort of scanning
okay,
all
Okay, sorry. Anytime I hear beeps, I think I'm hooked up to a monitor. I always think of their heartbeats. All I think about is how they're doing
Do
in there.
Some...
And I wish I could always know.
Anytime I hear beeps, I think of BB-8, and I worry about him.
The little droid. God.
Yes, yeah. The little ball droid. What? He's not...
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's here.
What?
Yeah, we hired him at Home Depot.
BB-8 works
the
here at
actual
Home Depot?
One?
Well, not the... I mean, there's many. It's a droid. It's a model of a droid.
It's like Santa?
It's...
It's just one of his helpers.
Sorry. Can we not talk about...
I mean, that sounds like...
If I touched a nerve, I didn't realize. No,
also, Blue from Blue's Clues is here.
Is their Beaker friends- here from the Muppets?
Well, this sounds like our daughter doing impressions.
Not our son.
Oh, actually, now that I think about it, none of those people work here. Maybe that is sound is coming from you.
I knew it! I know my children!
Ma'am, your water broke!
Oh my God! Oh no! Melissa Villison, you are telling me that my water broke!
Your water broke, ma'am!
So is Ann Ramsey from Throw Mama
water
from the Trunk!
Your water broke. Nice.
Would you like to buy a sorry, I'm the manager of this Home Depot. Would you like to rent a Home Depot truck to take you to the hospital? We have trucks.
Well, I'm supposed to do a bath birth. Do you have a bath here?
We sure do in the bath section.
Could we just give birth here? Is that okay?
Of course you can give birth here.
We need to give birth right now.
All right, I am sorry, but I cannot do this anymore, Daryl. I am the one who has to give birth. Now, you can stand and hold my hand, but you need to acknowledge the fact that I'm about to do something very amazing, okay?
But my marriage is a partnership.
Yes, it is. But I feel like you've been making this pregnancy all about you. I've tried to support...
Oh, wow, that's really, that was a bad move on that guy's part.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Hey, Kenneth, can you start filling up the bathtub?
He made a mistake.
He sure did, Gary.
Honey, I'm sorry, Kathleen. I guess I have been a bit of a jerk. And I want to be there for you for this birth.
I just want you to know that I love you so.
Thank you.
These children are my dream. But I think that I am struggling too with an imbalance, it seems. When I first showed you the pregnancy test, you ran into the bathroom and you peed on all the rest.
That's right, yes.
I don't understand. They all came up negative.
Every single one.
Because you are the man. I understand that me being pregnant sort of makes you squirm. Can't you just be happy? I couldn't have done it without your sperm. I just want you to know that I am scared. As the man, you can help me be prepared. I'm not denying you.
Kathleen, shut up.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, boy, that was weird when you said
that. Come with me, ma'am.
Thank you. I've seen the error of my ways.
Seems like he maybe has it.
Oh, the contractions are coming closer together.
I realize I've been a selfish creep for I don't know how many days. You're the one who's gonna push that baby out. I'm the one who's gonna stand over there and pout. You're the one whose body gets all fucked up. And I'm the one who might throw up.
I need you to focus right now. The contractions are coming fast.
Sir, get out of the tub.
I don't know
the tub
how long
is for her.
I feel like I'm in luck. Oh God, the contractions. Daryl, listen. Oh please, Jesus, holy fuck. Come on, listen to me, and we can get through it. Oh Christ, hell, holy shit. Oh God damn it to hell. Can you tell that I'm going through something here? And I need your help.
Why is he so far
Why
away?
Is he in the refrigerator section?
Sounds like you're doing pretty good.
Come over here, Daryl, and watch life be born. I can hear her. I think she's coming first. She's doing the Roadrunner. Daryl, take your hands off of your eyes and look.
Look what?
She's singing.
She's singing.
Don't say hello.
You're using words. Go back to hello.
Sorry, I thought that was in my head.
No,
sorry.
I know, but then I think
they can hear me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Shoot.
No, it's okay. It's so hard.
It's too late.
No, do it again.
Okay.
It'll be in your head this time.
But they're still freaked out. Maybe they won't remember.
It's fine, yeah.
Don't say hello.
don't understand the message.
Don't say hello.
Just look at them so they'll know you're happy.
I think
and
I
you
get
know
it.
She doesn't know we're listening.
No, she's talking to herself.
And you're happy to be here with them in Home Depot.
Yeah, she's giving herself a little pep talk.
No. Home, I can't wait to be back. And Daryl, I can't wait till we can put our babies in a stupid sleep sack.
Yay!
I gotta admit, I'm coming around to it all. I'd still like to see what happens to their faces when we get to, like, fall.
Someday they'll be cute.
Buy more of those tests.
Good luck.
I got a full bladder.
We say hello.
The end. Look Who's Talking, part one, and then part two. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back!
We did it!
Welcome back.
Always a great time to improvise a musical with two of our absolute favorite guests. And these two favorite guests have a new podcast.
We do! It's called The Neighborhood Listen.
It sure is.
And it's Nicole and myself as characters, mm-hmm. Joan Pedestrian and Burnt Me a Payday. Mm-hmm. We are two neighbors and friends.
In Dignity Falls.
In Dignity Falls, USA. Mm-hmm. And we host a podcast about our neighborhood. And what we do is we take actual posts from networking apps like Nextdoor and Ring and Citizen and stuff like that.
Where people ask, like, was that a helicopter? Were those gunshots?
Let's get a coyote update. All these kinds of things, and we improvise as characters using as if we're discussing our neighborhood, and then we have guests on who are some of the greatest improvisers that
greatest.
You know, playing people from the posts that we then interview.
Mm-hmm. You know these two, and you love them, so you know you're gonna love this. It's amazing. I shouldn't have to tell you. You gotta listen.
Just go listen to it.
Just go listen.
It's on Stitcher Premium. If you want a free month trial, go to stitcherpremium.com/theneighborhoodlisten, I think.
Yeah.
And,
or off book. Or book. We got it all here for you.
You could use neighbor or neighborhood. I mean,
yeah.
You get enough.
You have a lot of options. You have a lot of options.
Come on. Give us...
Yes.
Let us get in there.
My mistake. Paul F. Tompkins. Yes. That is right.
New to podcast.
Give Paul F. Tompkins a chance at podcasting. Just get his foot in the door.
Let me try, guys.
God damn it. He's been pounding the pavement.
It's a crowded landscape, and he's just trying to make a name for himself. We always love having you two on Off Book, two legends of the pod. We are now going to transition into our segment for today, which is the time Conan O'Brien walked into the studio.
Which, yes. For the record, was the middle of this episode.
Yes.
Yep. As we were in the ad break, just came in and, ooh, it was a delight.
And here it is.
And here it is. Oh, well, well.
Sir, this is a closed set, sir.
I'm told there's some improvising going on here.
Oh, you love to improv, right?
You know how much I love improv with your
safe Please let
space.
Conan also be in the womb.
Is this a safe space for yes. all choices? respected.
We push boundaries here.
You monster.
We push boundaries here.
We have a new performer joining us for the second half. Yes. Of course, you've heard him already. This is Conan O'Brien.
Hi, Conan O'Brien here, joining Off Book. And I was across the hall, just using the bathroom. I was not. I did my podcast,
sure.
And then I used the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of urine. I would just. Is that appropriate? No one says that, right? No one says that was a lot of urine, right? That's not considered
released from you or around the bowl.
No.
Good
released
question.
That's a Thank very you. Good question. Actually, in cups around the bowl.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They're testing here.
Oh,
today.
Howard Hughes is using it.
I didn't understand why that was happening. But I know. And then I came in, and lovely to see you all. You know?
Hello.
Do you know everyone here, Conan?
Of course. Do they know me? That's the real question. And how can you really know anybody?
That's what I was hoping you would get to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a Hogwarts sweater that
it
you're
is.
Wearing?
It is. Well spotted.
Yeah. I know my Hogwarts from my Slytherin. I'm not that old.
Hogwarts. I know my Millennium Falcon from my Star Wars.
I know my...
I know my Yoda from my Captain Crunch. Wait, how do they relate? What's happening? What's going on over there?
Magic. Who's that? Music is happening.
Who said there could be music? There can't be music. Lay down that sweet Gibson.
I know my Yoda from my Captain Crunch. I'm a savvy guy. I know my high C from my Hawaiian Punch. Look in my eye and I'll tell you, I know things that are different. I know things that are the same. I'm bragging. Let's not play the blame game.
Whoa. If I can just be a little bold, yes,
I know the part from the whole. Yes, if I can just be a little bold, I know the part from the whole. I know my Slytherin from my Hogwarts. I know my bottoms from my shorts. I know my pie from my pie crust. That is a must.
If I'm looking at the apple and I'm looking at the stem, I can properly identify both of them. One is the banana and one is the peel. I can tell which is which because I know the deal. Over here I've got a Ninja Turtles and a Street Sharks on my right. And yes, I was alive in the 1990s, so tell them the part I might.
I know night from day, I know right from wrong, and I know if this is a good song. I think that it is, but you never know. I know the difference between goodbye and hello.
I refuse to rhyme, I refuse to rhyme. I won't improvise any kind of rhyme. I'm not going to rhyme, I will not rhyme. I'm just not gonna rhyme.
Yes, a rhyme, sometimes it can belong, but it's only a part of the song. And if I can be oh so bold, it's only a part of the
me. I was told I was invited in this room. I was never told it to be an improvised song. And that is something that is, I am religiously opposed to an improvised song.
Well, we will certainly take that up with the person who invited you into this room.
I was told, show up in this room. And I said before I came in, now there'll be no song improvising, will there? And they said, mark my words, there'll be not one improvised song.
You're spinning like a Pinocchio Pleasure Island narrative.
Go in there.
Play some billiards.
Was it a wizard?
Pay no mind to the
piano. To the piano and the guitar and the drum set behind a shell.
I just really thought they were selling those instruments. I was convinced that there was an instrument sale here. That's what I thought was happening.
The drums are the most expensive. That's why they're behind glass. You have to ask the manager.
I thought there was a salad guard.
Dana sneezes a lot.
Let's talk about me.
Okay.
How many minutes is it?
We're going to fix me while I'm here.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to take that long.
Is it not working on your other show?
No, it's not working at all.
That is the goal, right?
The goal was to just make some friends.
Right.
No. People always say, hey, that was fun. Let's exchange information. Nothing. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, that's not. That's hard. That's. I mean.
Yeah, it's,
friendships are road, right? You.
I don't know if you can tell, Conan, but I think they're about to start another song. Just so you know, it sounds like there's some chords happening, and because it was a great setup for a song.
It doesn't have to rhyme.
It needn't.
We'll
rhyme.
Help you.
It needn't.
What are songs but poems? And
that's
not
right.
All poems rhyme.
That's right.
That's true. You know, it reminds me of something someone once told me. Wish I didn't have to improvise. It's proof that I'm not clever. Wish someone would touch my thighs and leave their hand there forever. When I have to improvise a song, you see that I'm wearing a sarong. Sometimes I wish I could use the word thong. Yeah.
It's easy to touch a thigh when you wear a sarong. It's easy to touch a thigh when you wear a sarong. It may feel so right, but you know it's so wrong. It's easy to touch a thigh in a sarong.
Sitting by a pool, wearing a sarong and thinking it would be so cool if another human being just walking on by would connect to me in a physical way with their hand on my thigh. It's so easy
to touch a thigh when you're wearing a sarong.
Easy
to touch a thigh when you're wearing a sarong.
so easy to touch a thigh when you're wearing a sarong.
Oh, I'm so grateful that this tea has been spilt. Now I can confess, that's why I've been wearing this kilt. I wish that just for once a hand would find its way upon my knee. I mean, that would do it for me. Well, good news, it's so
easy to touch a knee when you're wearing a kilt. It's so easy to touch a knee when you're wearing.
That garment was built.
It's easy
to touch a knee
when you're wearing a kilt.
And consent is important, let's just say that right now.
I thought that was clear.
It was clear, it was implied.
Yeah. Like, it's all the first person I want this to happen.
But it would be so
any song can end with
if I'm guilty, I've been
literally, and you can end the Star Spangled Banner.
I've been saying this for years.
And the home of the brave.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
I mean, that's just a good sentiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's should end every song. That should be a lullaby to your children who are upset and you get them to sleep. Yeah.
Sleep, sleep. If you are guilty, you
will. Wait, what was that last part?
I like that it's not an admission of guilt.
No.
But it is saying,
if I'm guilty.
Guess what? Good news for you. If I am guilty, I will pay.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I did it, but if I did it,
I'm happy to pay.
It's taken care of.
Happy to pay.
Happy
listen,
to pay.
This was a little dip in. They want me, where am I going? I've got to go to make something up. No, I really am supposed to go to a meeting of the Conoco Empire.
Okay.
It's happening right around. Yes,
Heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. We are now, we have an asbestos factory.
Congratulations.
Just outside Beijing.
An that interesting is, time to get turn. Into the asbestos game.
Yeah. We are, you know, a lot of people are trying to get rid of asbestos. We are cranking it out at prodigious rates.
Okay. I heard they changed the formula and it's good now.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard.
we put that out there.
Oh, that's where I heard it.
Oh, was, I heard yeah, it.
That's
from
where
you.
I heard
our
it.
Our propaganda really gets around.
That's right.
But I want to thank you for having me in here.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for dipping in.
What a delightful surprise. You're welcome back anytime.
I have a lovely tenor, a high Irish tenor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep in heavenly. Hey guys, I got this. You know, I had it, and then you jumped in with your little canoodlings, and we were at the Ramada Inn. You know, I'm okay.
It's a great take for a singer. So like when
the minute,
are like, hey,
this minute,
you know, I'll take care of the song.
I'm the guy who comes out and I have a full orchestra behind me, and I come out and I'm like, I'm gonna sing a little something. I got it in a minute. Then, hey guys, I got this. What the hell was that?
One at a time.
Hey,
you'll
I
have
go
your
first,
turn.
And then you guys go.
You'll have your turn.
Jesus, with these musicians trying to. Play along with the singer. What's that all about? No, I have a high Irish tenor, and I hope I'm welcome here anytime.
Yeah.
Literally anytime.
You know,
we promise there will be no improvised songs.
Well, I was told, I actually had people sign papers before I came in that there'd be no song improvising, and I feel like I was led astray. I feel I was tricked.
You had people sign these papers.
Listen to me. I have, sir, I have papers on me at all time. I carry papers on me that say there will be no legal documents, that there will be no song improvising.
And who signs these?
Anyone in the vicinity? And it's my way of having legal assurance that there'll be no improvising and fun and trust having.
I think that was probably the mix-up, is no one related to this podcast signed those papers.
It's true.
Yes. We haven't. Okay. So that's
next
the
time,
issue.
I guess, like,
I was told you guys solve murders on this show. Until I was confused
sometimes.
When I
said...
We were about to.
Hey, honestly, if I'm guilty, I will pay.
When I saw the band, I was confused. I thought maybe... Yes, now we know who killed JonBenet, and then music kicks in. And I was convinced that, okay, that's dark, but maybe that's what you guys are doing.
It's only the true crime podcast if it has a good theme song.
I will make this promise to our listeners. If you ever come back, we will, instead of a musical, just solve a mystery.
Or solve a mystery and sing about it.
And we'll do both.
But with no rhyming.
Because why waste my high
Irish tenor?
Sure. But only... You can only sing about it if the mystery is solved.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
That's the dessert.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
At the end,
true.
I get to say, you know, I get to say, the mystery is solved and we know who did it.
That's right.
And then I break into, and it's got to be a song that really takes advantage of the high Irish tenor.
Mm-hmm. What was the one you were singing earlier?
Silent Night?
Silent Night.
It's that part where you go.
The middle of Silent Night.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the middle of Silent Night is built. I think that is my wheelhouse.
It's built for choir boys.
Oh, my God. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I mean, we did discuss it.
Let me start with you right now. Hold on.
We did discuss it.
Sleep. I like to go as high as possible. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, it took us in the full journey after that night.
Sleep in heavenly peace. You see how
really
it's lilting.
Really,
yeah, it's lilting. Really nice.
I liked at the end, it was like, does he know the next word? And then you like, heavy. Just, it's like, I tricked you, I knew.
It's like a guy who's asleep in heavenly peace. This guy's never quite sure.
He sleeps in a heavenly bed. It's a bed,
not
right?
Not enough stammering in songs.
If I'm guilty,
there should be more
I will pay.
If I'm guilty, I will pay.
Conan O'Brien, everybody.
That's the one.
Thank you for having me in here.
Anytime.
I sort of forced my way in.
No,
I apologize. I'm clearly not welcome. The band is off-putting. I will say that. They insinuate themselves in a way.
You have a band on your show.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's a problem. Anytime we say anything in unison, they will start playing.
They will start playing.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Did you ever try to have a real conversation about something, like one of you got a bad diagnosis, and you're actually just trying to talk about it, and they come in with like...
Yes.
Like, no, I have skin cancer.
I've never thought about it, but we've started every episode of this podcast just trying to talk to each other, and then they start playing music.
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to tell. Someone's trying to come out. Someone's trying to do something important, and then they come in with their
Ground rules were laid out before, like, from the first episode.
Yeah, we were just trying to figure it out, so we were like, I don't know, we're an improvised musical. We'll sit here and talk. They'll start playing, and then, you know, it's interrupted a lot of important conversations.
It's interrupted a lot of talks.
Yes.
Yeah. This time, jaundice was what inspired Chord.
Yeah,
you never know what
it's
going to be.
You never know what's going to happen. I guess that's it. You just look for opportunities and you trust that it's a safe space. My problem in comedy is I don't create a self space. I'm very judgmental. Right. The minute anyone does make a choice, I cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
The minute any very talented musicians start to play, I tell them to keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
My improv character, his catchphrase is shut up, shut up, shut up. Shuts everyone around him down and then storms off stage.
I mean, it's unique.
It's not.
I would say that there's a whole school of improv. Improvisers that adhere to that sort of philosophy.
My favorite,
there's always one.
My favorite improv school is just repeating what the other person said in an incredulous voice.
An incredulous voice?
Repeating what the other person said?
Let me get this straight.
Let me get this straight.
Can I say
you're a penguin who solved the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle?
Okay, so you have listened to our show.
Oh, that got me through about 3 years of the Groundlings, I think.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you guys very much.
Conan O'Brien.
That was weird.
You know what happens when you say something in unison?
Music starts.
Don't play. Oh, no, but thank you so much, Conan O'Brien. That was really fun and a real treat for us. And thank you, Nicole Parker and Paul F. Tompkins, for joining us.
Thank you
always listen to the neighborhood.
Yeah, get it
listen.
In your ears.
I don't know why I keep wanting to call it just the neighborhood.
Listen to the neighborhood, listen.
I'm already in the abreeve camp, you know, because I'm so at home in my mouth. That sounded weird.
Listen to it, it's great. Thank you all of our listeners. Thank you to everyone who came out and saw us on tour. This is our first in-studio episode back from tour. It was so wonderful to see you there.
We truly had the best time seeing your faces with our faces. Thank you for all the pianists who played with us on the road. But give it up to the family band. We got Brett on the fret. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got Dana Wickens on the stickens. Thank you, everyone here at Earwolf. And as we say at the end of every episode... Oh, one more thing.
No, that's
as
right.
As we say at the end of every episode...
If I am guilty...
I will pay!